This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you've got a project you'd like to get done around your house, you are in exactly the right place because we tackle home improvements every single day and we love helping you get those projects done. So if you've got a DIY project, if you've got a little maintenance project, you got an improvement that you want to plan for the days, the weeks, the months, or even the year ahead, reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Or for the quickest possible response, you can go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, as the days get shorter and the nights get longer, it's a good time to think about adding some security lighting to your home. And this is a job, maybe surprisingly, that you can do yourself. We're going to tell you exactly what you need to know just ahead.
And frozen water pipes are a serious risk during very cold winter weather. We're going to share some super simple and inexpensive ways that you can prevent those pipes from freezing and those massive leaks that for sure do follow.
And have you guys ever felt a chilly draft, like whoosh across on a cold day? Well, it might be coming up from the floor below. We're going to share exactly why that happens and the easiest way to fix it in today's weatherization tip just ahead.
But before that, we're here for you. So if you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project, reach out because we've got tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Leslie, who's first?
Kate in Minnesota, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I live in a 50s Rambler in Minnesota, and when I moved in, the inspector said that our kitchen plumbing vent had been covered. So this summer, I went up there to uncover it, but the cap came off, and it's still welded across the top. Is there a reason that this would be sealed off like this, and what's the easiest way to uncover that for a DIYer?
Hey, Leslie, I've actually seen this before. When plumbers put systems in, sometimes they do cap it so that they can check the pressure on the whole system. They'll blow air in it and see if they have any leaks. Problem is that this guy forgot to take the cap back off. So in your case, Kate, you could cut off that end of the pipe to basically restore your vent, but I'm not sure where it is. If it's probably up in the attic, you really should extend it through the roof. Now, having said all that, you know, if it's been like this for a long time and you're not seeing like a sluggishness of the drains or hearing any gurgling or anything like that, you know, it's probably working fine. It'll be pulling air from other places in the plumbing system, and you might just want to leave it alone. But if you do decide to cut it, remember you got to extend it up and out through the roof. You'll need a piece of plumbing vent flashing to do that. You got to go on the roof. So it is kind of a potentially treacherous job for a DIYer that's not used to working in that environment.
All right, now we're going to chat with Brandon from Ohio, who just bought a home, first timer here, and's got a bunch of questions, as I'm sure you do. What can we help you with?
Hi, well, thanks for taking my call. I am calling because the home has a little bit of a mold issue in a little room where the furnace is. And basically, it looks like, I don't know if there's water somehow getting in or what it may be, but when I go outside to see what's going on, it looks like the gutters are working properly and pulling water away. But I do notice that, like, underneath, like, this portion of where the furnace is, mind you, there's no basement, it's on a slab. There's, like, a gap between, like, the bottom, and there's, like, a space where I guess there's, like, maybe water's coming up underneath. I'm not quite sure what's going on.
You have a central air conditioning system and a hot air furnace?
I do, yes.
Your air conditioning system was going to be mounted, your coil for the AC is going to be on top of the furnace. And as the air blows over the coil, it's going to release condensation. And very often the condensation can overflow if, like, the condensation drain pipe gets clogged, or the pump stops working, or if it's just humid, like the outside of the ducts can start to sweat. And if you have a little bit of evidence of moisture around the heating system like that, that's almost always what causes it. And even though it looks green and disgusting, it may not be mold in the toxic sense. It's more likely to be algae. Everything that's green isn't mold. You have algae, you have lichen, you do have mold, but it's more likely to be an algae. And I think what I would do is not panic over this. I would watch it in the summer, since we haven't really gone through a summer yet in this house. And you'll have much more information at that point as to what's going on.
Okay, I'll give that a try.
You'd be amazed how much moisture those pumps will put out. I mean, we're talking about gallons and gallons of water every day, just pulled out of the air. Because when you cool air, it releases moisture. That's why when you sit outside in the summer and you have like a glass of ice-cold tea, you get water on the outside of the glass because the humid air strikes the glass, cools, and releases the water. So that's the condensate that we're collecting in an air conditioning system, and then it has to be channeled outside.
Awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You got it. Good luck with that project, and good luck with the house. Call back anytime.
Yeah, you probably will hear from me again. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, as the days are getting shorter and those nights are for sure getting longer, it's a good time to think about adding some security lighting to your home. We're going to explain how when The Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What projects are you guys working on this fall weekend? We are getting dangerously close to December, you guys. So what are you working on? How can we help you? Whatever projects you've got, we are here to lend a hand. And whether you are doing that job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how you can get that job done right the first time on the Money Pit Podcast.
And you can follow the Money Pit Podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heading over to Texas where we've got Lisa on the line who's got a question about outlets. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Hi. We have an older home. It was built in 1960. And in some areas of the home, there are older outlets with only two holes. And then in some other rooms, we have holes that have outlets that have three holes. So my first question is it safe to leave them as they are with just the two holes, or should we have all consistent outlets within this house?
Well, certainly you're talking about two different types of wiring, and the wiring, the outlets that have three that have the ground plus the two prongs, that's a grounded wire, which is basically run separately. The ones that have the two prongs is basically a two-wire system, and the ground is done through the box itself. So,
okay.
Is it safe? It can be safe. It's not as safe or as durable, I would say, as having the modern outlets, but it's just not a matter of switching out the outlets. You have to make sure you have the wiring there to support it. Now, if you're going to plug something that has three prongs into the two prong, you have to use an adapter, and then you have to actually attach the adapter using the center screw in between the outlets, because that's how you're picking up the ground. And even doing that doesn't necessarily mean it's grounded, because, you know, who knows how those were put together behind the walls. So if you want to be sure, you could have an electrician check them all out and find out if you will be creating a grounded situation if you use that adapter or not. But if you're going to do some upgrading, I never think it's a bad idea to upgrade your wiring and make it safe and make it current.
I see. Well, that is very helpful to know. And that is something we can definitely take care of and contact a friend of the family who's an electrician, so we can remedy that problem.
Excellent. All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you so much. And you guys have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
All right, we've got John from Pennsylvania on the line who needs some help refinishing doors. What are you working on?
Seeking recommendations for exterior finishes for wooden garage doors and French mahogany wood entrance door. These doors are directly exposed to the weather. I have additional mahogany entrance doors, but they're under porches. They're approximately 25 years old, and I have used Minwax Spar oil-based polyurethane marine varnish. Are there better alternatives?
Well, maintaining exterior wood doors is certainly a big challenge. They do take a lot of abuse, as you pointed out. Now, for mahogany, I guess it really depends on whether or not you want to preserve that mahogany. It sounds like because you use the urethane that you do want to preserve the beauty of the mahogany. And I think you're actually doing it right. You know, you're using a good quality oil-based finish that also is a marine finish. And by the way, the difference between a regular exterior urethane and one that's rated for marine finishing is that the marine finish has much better UV protection. So I think you're doing exactly what you need to do. The fact of the matter is, you know, it's only going to last a few years and you have to do it over and over again. Now, Leslie, you have a mahogany front door as well, if I recall correctly. What have you been doing?
Oh, well, I mean, I have a beautiful solid slab mahogany front door, and the exterior of it is in full sun all the time, full exposure, and it just took a beating. So every couple of years, I was refinishing that door, sometimes having to sand some areas, sometimes totally having to strip some things, but always with a new stain and a new coating just to keep it up. And finally, 2 years ago, I just painted the door black. I gave up.
So basically you gave up.
I gave up. I mean, the inside's gorgeous. I just kind of like wax it and keep it beautiful, and it's mahogany and lovely. The exterior is shiny and black and pretty. And I'm sorry, dude.
All right. Well, it is a solution. It is a solution. Hey, it's a trade-off, right? All right, John, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you have a motion-detecting light anywhere outside of your home, you know that it's a great deterrent to both people and critters that you might not want skulking around outside of your home.
And if you don't have them, well, why not? They are very easy to install, they're very affordable, and they add a sense of security and a little bit of peace of mind. So as long as there's an existing light fixture, this job is a cinch. Kill the power, remove the old unit, and wire up a new one. That is about it. It's all it takes to add those detectors.
Yeah, but how do they work? Now, motion detectors are small electronic eyes, and what they do is they detect heat waves from moving objects. This can include people, animals, and even cars. And that light stays on anywhere from 1 minute to 20 minutes, depending on how you set it. It's going to automatically shut off if it doesn't continue to sense any movement. Now, a photocell deactivates that light during those daylight hours, and most motion detectors have a semicircular field of view up to 240 degrees and an adjustable distance range up to 70 feet or more, so you kind of control like how and where it's looking.
Now, the one thing to guard against is what we call nuisance trips, like a pet or a passing car, or in my area, deer that run through the lights and they turn them on when you don't want. They can be very annoying to both you and your neighbors, and in fact, some homeowners won't install motion detectors for that reason, but you can usually solve this by adjusting the range on the detector and aiming it very, very carefully. Now, motion detectors also allow you to operate the light manually, usually by flipping the switch off for a second and then back on. This allows you to keep the light on at night when you want to, even when there's no motion. And Leslie, we just put a motion detector porch light on our back porch and has one more feature, which I thought was really neat. At dusk, it goes on, but it only goes on to 30% brightness until you open the door or somebody comes up to the porch and bing, automatically goes up to 100. So kind of a super cool feature to have.
Oh, interesting. That's a really smart feature. Now, when it comes to figuring out where do you put these motion sensing lights, like how do you know what a good spot is? Well, for best effectiveness, you want to position that motion detector sensor to cover the walks leading to the front and back doors of the house, the driveway. You can also use them to light up decking, patios, any potentially hazardous locations. If you've got a stairway, swimming pools, those types of areas that you want to give some security to and also help you when you're walking through there yourself.
Now, if you're using them for security, you want to position the lights to cover all the approaches to your house, including fence gates, patio doors, and certainly those darker areas of your yard. You know, I mean, bottom line is that good lighting can't guarantee security, of course, but it's one of the best low-cost ways to keep unwanted intruders away from your house.
All right, we've got Janet on the line who's dealing with some insulation issues. What's going on?
I have a side entrance on my home that was sort of an add-on area that is not well insulated. Am I better to find some sort of insulation to go up under this add-on, or should I pull the linoleum flooring up and the plywood underneath and insulate and then put the flooring back on?
So, Janet, it sounds to me from your question like you have the ability to get underneath that floor without tearing it up. That would be optimal if that's the case. So I'm going to presume it's over a crawl space. And if that's the situation, you do want to insert insulation in between the floor joists, but you do it from the underside. Tearing the floor out from the top when you can get in an easier way would not make any sense. So I would insulate that floor, but I also would make sure I'm checking the ceiling above. If there's an attic space above that, that ought to be insulated. And then thirdly, you can do the walls, making sure you're sealing out any gaps that may be forming around there. Generally, the most important thing to insulate in any area is ceiling first, then followed by floors, then followed by walls. That's for a couple of reasons. First of all, heat rises. Floors are generally easy to insulate, and walls not so much, but there are other ways to try to seal out some of the sources of energy loss in those spaces that are easier than taking the walls apart from the inside.
Keith in New York is on the line and has a flooding basement. What is going on?
During times of really heavy rains and downpours, we've noticed that the rain comes in through the rocks of the cement wall that our house was built upon. And our house was built back in the 1800s, so it's been a slow process, and now it just seems like it's coming in all at once.
Well, that sounds like a really solid house, Keith. I mean, I personally have a house that was built in 1886, and I've got old brick foundation here. But I can definitely sympathize with that. And the good news is that this is a very easy problem to solve, one that is very, very common as well. And the reason I know it's going to be super simple for you to solve is because you mentioned that this problem is consistent with heavy rainfall. And that means one thing and one thing only, and that is that you have some drainage improvements to make, my friend, but those improvements are not inside the house, they're outside the house. So you need to look very carefully at the foundation perimeter. And you start with the gutter system, right? You got to make sure you have gutters. You got to make sure the gutters are not clogged and that the downspouts are clear and free-flowing and discharging at least 4 to 6 feet away from the house. You got to manage that roof water. If you let the water run off the roof right along the foundation, it's going to head right into the basement. That is the number one cause of the condition that you're describing. The number two cause is the angle of the soil at the foundation perimeter. Sometimes if the soil is going to settle over time, especially if you had a water problem, it settles as it goes, you can collect a lot of water because it's not running away from the house. So what you need to do is add some soil to the foundation perimeter and slope it away. And you want to use clean filter, not topsoil, so that it can be tamped down and give you a good slope. You want to drop about 6 inches over 4 feet. You can add some mulch or you can add some pebbles or really sod, anything you want on top of that. But you've got to have that grade established first. Once that grade is established and once those gutters are clean, free-flowing, and also make sure you got enough downspouts. Generally speaking, you want one downspout for about every 400 to 600 square feet of roof. So if you stand back from your house and kind of try to rough that out, maybe figure out kind of in your mind what a 10 by 10 section looks like and just kind of do the math, make sure you got enough spouts. And managing that roof water, managing the drainage around the foundation perimeter, that will stop that problem happening in a heartbeat.
Cool, because we built a little gutter system when it hits the ground now because we try to move it away from the basement area. When the rain comes down, it comes right off like on a slant.
Yep. Well, do you have a gutter system?
On the new part, yes. This is a really old roof.
Well, if you don't have gutters on the whole house, that's the first place to start. And by the way, if you're going to put it up, I would put up the 6-inch gutters, not the 4-inch gutters. I would step up the gutter size because I find that it's not that much more money. And if you do that, you'll find that they clog a lot less frequently because the downspouts are just wider.
Well, thank you very much.
You are listening to The Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Well, it is about to get mighty chilly out there this time of year, and frozen pipes, they can rupture and they can leak, and potentially they can cause thousands of dollars of damage. So we want to share the best ways to make sure that that doesn't happen to you next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Great Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Reading Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join historic Hollis Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard the Haas Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candied apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And it's a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haas. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haas family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaasfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haas Farms, Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Look around your house. Is there a project that you'd like to get done? Reach out to us with your questions right now at MoneyPit.com/ask.
Barbara in Ohio is on the line and is dealing with something that's on the floor. Is it something we need to get up? What is it?
Well, I have a brick floor in my kitchen and dining room.
That's unusual.
Well, I kind of like it. It was a farmhouse, and When we moved in, it had like, I would say, 10 layers of wax on it. So I've slowly tried to get it off. I've used ammonia, let it soak, scrubbed it. I've got about half of it done now. But everyone's telling me, you know, replace it. And I don't really want to because it kind of adds to the structure of the house, that kind of thing. But my question is, I've got some of it cleared of the wax. I'm using ammonia. I don't know if there's another product that I can get to, because it really is a lot of wax. I don't want to have, like, particles in the seal, so I have to scrub the floor again and get it all clean. How long do I have to leave it dry before I reseal it, because I don't want it to have wet bubbles in it? I just don't know what I'm doing, I guess.
Well, we feel your pain. You know, you probably should be using a wax-removing product or a wax-stripping product as opposed to the bleach and the ammonia, which just sounds like an awful mess. And that's going to do what it can do. And there's actually a good article online about brick floors and how to pull the wax off of them. But brick is very, very porous. And
right.
Because it's very porous, when you do wash it, if you let it dry for a few days, I don't think you're going to have any issues with it forcing a new finish to kind of release.
But see, the whole thing is I have to move everything out of my kitchen dining room. So I didn't know if I had to wait a day, 2 days. So you're suggesting 3 days then.
Yeah, I would definitely wait a couple of days. You can still use the floor, you know, while that time is going on. You don't have to move it all out. But I would definitely wait 2 or 3 days before I put my next layer of finish on it.
What do you recommend as a finish?
I probably would try to keep it as natural as possible. If you use a solvent-based wax, that is another option, because if you did that, you wouldn't have to strip the floor. The solvent-based polish can actually be applied over an old wax because it'll sort of give good adhesion and it'll stick to it. So you're probably going to end up with a new wax finish. So if that's the case, you may not need to remove as much of that old as you thought you did if the new wax is solvent-based.
It looks like it's black.
I
bet. They put this on and never cleaned it.
No matter what you do, this floor is going to be a lot of work, okay?
Okay.
Because
oh,
it's
truly.
A brick floor, it's just going to use a lot of work.
And if you don't get the old wax off, the new one you put on is going to lock in that color.
Yeah, that's right. That's another good point.
Yeah, I think I need to take it off. I've got about half of it done. I just thought when I was listening to your show, I thought, well, maybe we might have a better idea because you're right. It is a lot of work.
Nothing that hard work won't fix.
Thank you so much.
Well, it is about to get very wintry across this country, and frozen water pipes are a serious risk during these cold periods of winter weather. So when water freezes in a pipe, what happens is it expands, and then it can exert a pressure of over 2,000 pounds per square inch, and that's enough to rupture most any pipe that's filled with water.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, a split that's just a half of an inch wide can easily cause over $10,000 in damage. But there are some very simple and inexpensive ways to prevent those pipes from freezing.
Yeah, first let's talk about how not to defrost them. For example, using a torch, that's a really bad idea, obviously. But Tom, you also advise against heat tape. But, I mean, isn't this what heat tape is made for?
Yeah, let's talk about that. So heat tape is a strip of plastic with wires embedded in it. It has a plug on one end. And it is designed to be attached to pipes that are already frozen, and then you can turn it on and it heats the pipe up. But the problem is that people use it kind of like it's almost like it's electrical tape. They wrap it around and around and around pipes, and they even wrap it over itself, which is very dangerous because it's not designed nor is it rated to work that way. And so in the years I spent as a home inspector, Leslie, I can't tell you how many times I found heat tape that was plugged in and all brittle and decrepit and looks like it was sparking because it wasn't put in right to begin with. And secondly, they take it one step further. They wrap insulation on top of the heat tape. So it's just crazy. Huge fire hazard. So if you use it correctly, okay, but most people don't. That's why I think heat tape is a bad idea.
All right. Well, fortunately, there are some safer ways. So, for example here, guys, you can seal those air-leaking holes and cracks that are around your house with an expandable foam, a sealant, a silicone caulk. All of those things will seal those gaps and cracks to stop that cold air from coming in and definitely keep you feeling warmer in those areas. Cabinets. If you've got a sink, say, or a faucet or something on an exterior wall and it's got a cabinet and it gets super chilly under there,
Keep those cabinet doors open. Let the heat from the room kind of go in there and warm that pipe as well. You can also let the water run at a trickle, and I mean just like a very little trickle, just to keep everything moving. And Tom, you also use foam rubber pipe insulation to protect those exposed pipes from the cold, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just don't leave the elbows exposed. I see people do that a lot. At the pipe corners, just miter cut the ends of that foam rubber insulation with scissors and then secure the corner with some foam tape. It works very, very well.
All right, but what about if you've got a pipe that's already frozen? Can you thaw it before it bursts, or you got to be pretty quick about that?
You absolutely can. So before you attempt to thaw it, make sure the faucet is open so you'll know when it's thawed. Try to locate that ice blockage, and then you can use a heat gun or a blow dryer to thaw the frozen pipe. And as we said before, never use a propane torch or anything that has an open flame. Really bad idea. And if the frozen pipe is inaccessible, there is one other step you can take, and that is a thing called an electric pipe thawing machine. It's something that plumbers use. It basically is a really intense way of adding heat to the pipe, more so than what you would get with heat tape. You can rent these machines if it's a bad problem. And then you find the exposed ends of the pipe. You put the clamp from the machine onto the pipes, and then the machine will warm up the pipe and eventually melt that blockage. But that's an expensive step, and especially if you hire a plumber to do it. So what you might be better off doing right now, if you think that your pipes are susceptible to freezing, is to go ahead and insulate them with the foam insulation right now. They also have fiberglass sleeves that you can slip on top of them, and does basically the same thing.
Yeah, you know, this is a good idea. As somebody who has dealt with this issue, it is something you do not want to deal with. If you can avoid a burst pipe and a big leak, let's do that. All right, guys? This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, has this ever happened to you? You're relaxing in your favorite easy chair at the end of a long day, and all of a sudden you feel a whoosh of chilly air and it sends a chill up your spine. Well, just ahead, we're going to explain why that happens and the surprisingly simple way to seal those drafts for good when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your marble dream kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this hour? Maybe you are listening to The Money Pit, taking down notes, you're thinking about projects you want to tackle, or maybe you are just getting ready to tackle a project for the upcoming holiday season. Well, whatever it is, you can turn to us for all of your answers. We're going to help you save money and time and avoid all of those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
And you can follow the Money Pit podcast at no cost by going to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heading out to Massachusetts, we've got Bob on the line who needs some help updating his heating system. What's going on besides being chilly, I'm assuming?
Would it be cheaper at all to run natural gas versus number two fuel oil? I want your professional opinion.
So, Bob, I think that switching from oil to gas is a smart thing to do. Oil prices certainly continue to go up. I think gas is potentially more efficient, and especially since you are going to be replacing your boilers. The new boilers today that run on gas are really, really efficient. In fact, they're so efficient, there's a lot of rebates out there that are available. So I would not have any hesitation about making that switch to gas. If you don't have a gas line to your home yet, generally when you are installing a heating system or a large appliance like that, at least in our part of the country, the gas companies here will run the line into your house, set the meter up at no cost because you're going to become a customer of theirs. So I think that you would be well served by putting in natural gas. And you'll find also that a lot of the boilers today are what's called condensing boilers, which are the most efficient. In fact, I have a condensing boiler in my house and it's so efficient. I no longer need a metal vent pipe. All of the exhaust gas from my system goes out of a plastic pipe and doesn't even have to go up the chimney. It goes out the side of the house so that I never have to deal with the issue of cleaning anything anymore once it's done this way. So I think a condensing boiler, a gas-fired boiler would be a good choice. Well, have you ever felt a chilly draft whoosh across you on a cold day? You might be thinking it's time to check the windows and the doors for drafts, but it actually might be coming up from the floor below. But the good news is it's not hard to fix. We'll tell you how in today's weatherization tip presented by DAP.
Yeah, you know, drafts that shoot up from the floor below your feet often happen because the rim joists, now that's the floor beam that line the exterior of the floor, those were never sealed properly. You might also spot these kinds of drafts by running the back of your hand along the baseboard molding on exterior walls. These drafts can have a big impact on your comfort and your energy bills.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, the Department of Energy says the potential energy savings from reducing drafts in a home can range from 10 to 20% per year. Now, the fix for the situation is pretty simple. The best way to do that is with spray foam insulation. You want to head to your basement or crawl space and pull back the insulation along the perimeter, then apply the foam across the entire inside surface of that rim joist. Now, what this is going to do is both insulate and seal out drafts in one application. And once you're done, you can put the insulation back and you'll be good to go.
Now, DAP makes Touch and Foam, which is a perfect system for a job like this. Touch and Foam is a portable, self-contained, one-component polyurethane foam dispensing kit that's perfect for pros and serious DIYers who want to seal and insulate those gaps in the wall and in your floor cavities, as well as attics, basements, even crawl spaces. And as the foam is applied, it expands to fill those gaps where those drafts sneak through, and that's going to leave you a lot more comfortable.
And that's today's weatherization tip presented by DAP, makers of Touch and Foam professional wall and cavity foam. DAP revolutionized spray foam application with the first one-component broadcast spray foam. You'll find DAP Touch and Foam system at Menards and select Home Depot stores or learn more at DAP.com. That's DAP.com.
We've got Ann in Texas on the line with a question about a countertop. Tell us what's going on.
I wondered if my countertop, if I could, they have a leather look to them, and I would like to have them smoothed down. Is that something that can be done since they're already installed, or do I have to change them out?
Ann, I mean, if this is a leathered look granite, which is, you know, a very specific finish to give it that sort of rippled texture. I mean, I don't think it actually looks like leather. It just looks like it has, you know, a very matte sheen and a lot of texture to it. I don't think you can smooth that down at all, especially if it's installed. I mean, this is something that would have to go through extensive machinery to be smoothed and resurfaced completely, right, Tom?
It'd probably be cheaper to replace it completely than it would be to smooth out what you have.
Yeah.
I mean, if it turns out that it's not granite, you just have like a leather pattern to say a laminate, there are great countertop finishing kits out there that use real stone. Like there's one called Spread Stone, which is a countertop kit that when you apply it, it takes about a weekend. And it gives you a good looking top. It's heat resistant. It's water resistant. But again, you can only use it on a laminate. If this is granite and it has that textured rough pattern, then no, you cannot definitely smooth it out. So, wish we had better news for you, but that's the situation, Ann. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, Emily spotted some fuzzy white growth on her basement walls. Is it mold? We're going to find out next.
You live in a money pit.
This is Carl Lindabot.
Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Broncos sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor. And remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Details.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us right now with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Emily wrote into Team Money Pit saying, there's a fuzzy white growth on my basement walls. Is it mold?
Ah, you know, a lot of people think that fuzzy white stuff is mold, Emily, but it is much more likely to be something that is known as efflorescence. Basically, these are crystals of mineral deposits that are left behind when the moisture migrates through a foundation wall and then evaporates. So the water goes away, but the mineral salt deposits stay, and that's what kind of crusts up on that inside surface. It could look white, it could look gray, sometimes it looks a little black, but it is not mold. And we can even prove this. If you want to take some vinegar, white vinegar and water, and maybe put 25% or so vinegar, maybe a little bit more, into some water and spray it on those deposits, you're going to find that they just melt away. And that'll prove for good that it's just not mold. But it does also tell you that you've got to do something to reduce the moisture that's on those basement walls. So we would go back to our general advice on this topic, which is keep your gutters clean, keep your downspouts extended, and try to slope that soil away from the wall. Those are the things that really make a difference in terms of keeping that water out of your basement and your crawl space and avoiding all of that ugly efflorescence that gets left behind.
All right, next up, Justin says, I bought a new range, and now my other kitchen appliances are looking a little tired. That does tend to happen, even though they've got plenty of use left in them. Is it possible to paint these major appliances?
It's probably a good strategy for getting your significant other to agree to more appliance replacements than were originally budgeted, right? You buy one, and you go, ah, it looks great, but boy, the other appliances look like heck. So for whatever reason you did this, Justin, I say that you definitely can paint those other appliances. Some of them are easier to paint than others. First of all, I would tell you the type of paint you choose for appliances is significant. You need to choose epoxy spray paint, not just any type of metal paint, but epoxy paint. When you use the epoxy paint, first of all, it takes a really long time to dry, which is a good thing because it will flow even, won't leave any spray marks there, and it provides a very tough surface. So, for example, if you're painting, you know, the door of your dishwasher or your range exterior, you're not going to have surfaces that get easily chipped and banged up. Now, some appliances, like dishwashers, actually have replaceable fronts, so that's worth checking out, too. You want to go ahead and Google the manual for your appliance and find out if the fronts are replaceable. Sometimes there's multiple panels buried behind each other inside of a dishwasher, and you could pull off, you know, a green panel and put on a white panel or whatever, how they've designed it. Sometimes those panels have one color on one side, one color on another. So I would definitely look into that. But you definitely can paint those appliances. It takes some work. You know, you got to do it the right way. You got to take all the handles off and all that kind of stuff. But they'll look really good. And I think it'll save you the cost of a new appliance, at least for a little while.
All right, Justin, but listen, this is a project that requires patience because it does take a full day to dry, maybe a little more. It is going to be sticky. You just got to ride it out and let it do its curing and let it dry. So think about what you want to have for takeout for those next couple of days because you're going to be eating it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Thank you so much for spending part of your weekend with us as we all speed towards the holidays and the end of the year. Remember, if there are projects that you really like to get done and done right the first time, you can reach out to us anytime at moneypit.com. There's also a wealth of tips and advice on our website at moneypit.com. Just search for what you're looking for, and I guarantee you, you will find the answer right there. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Hamas militants released 17 hostages, including 13 Israelis, while Israel freed 39 Palestinian prisoners in the latest stage of a four-day ceasefire that's delivered a brief respite from the devastating war. Meanwhile, the nephew of an Israeli hostage who was released yesterday says she was underground for all of her captivity, unaware that there was a war going on.
Eyal Nouri, the nephew of released 72-year-old hostage Adina Moshe, told the AP his aunt had to cover her eyes when she was first released.
She was in complete darkness. She had to adjust to the sunlight.
Throughout her captivity with Hamas in Gaza, her nephew said she was unaware her husband had not made it out alive of the October 7th attack. He added she was overjoyed to see her son was still alive and well.
She saw him, she hugged him, she, you know, tears of joy.
Although his aunt is back, Eyal says he will continue to protest for the release of all hostages.
Because now we are very big family.
The captives' families have embarked on a campaign to free their loved ones that has ratcheted up pressure on the Israeli government to secure deals for their release. I'm Karen Chemas.
Meanwhile, eyes focused on the Israel-Hamas and Ukraine-Russia wars, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says the U.S. is in danger of losing underwater superiority over China.
Power is a result of intention and capability.
And Senator Talent says the U.S. will have to think ahead if it wants to remain the leader in underwater warfare.
Intention can change quickly. Capability can't.
That's why Talent says the time is now for the U.S. to make a major investment in more submarine building shipyards.
You cannot flip a switch and produce an attack submarine or a missile frigate.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent of Missouri was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Bob Agner reported.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
You all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Sea turtle nests break records on U.S. beaches, but their future is pretty ominous.
High sea turtle nest numbers are found in many states, with Florida in the lead, reporting a record-breaking number of more than 130,000 loggerhead turtle nests. This phenomenon happens thanks to previous conservation efforts, but they become futile in front of climate change.
The temperature of the nests impacts the sea turtle in a number of different ways.
Says Vice President of Research and Sea Turtle Toxicologist Justin Perrault at Loggerhead Marine Life Center in Juneau Beach, Florida. It's hard to say whether there will be as many nests as today years down the road. I'm Tiffany Wong.
At least 10 people are dead after a fire in a shopping mall in Karachi, Pakistan. The multi-story mall in a high-rise commercial building that also houses call centers and software firms. More at townhall.com. If you think artificial intelligence is only a small part of the U.S. military, you better think again.
In fact, it's a huge part of the armed forces, and it's growing. Pentagon has piloted pint-sized surveillance drones, helping Ukraine fight Russia. predicting when Air Force jets need maintenance and tracks rivals satellites in space. A Pentagon initiative is to field thousands of AI-enabled drones by 2026 in order to keep pace with China. Jason Walker reporting.
A number of states are working to keep food out of landfills over concerns the waste is taking up too much space and posing environmental problems. Globally, about a third of food wasted. In the United States, that number is 40%. California, some others, passing laws requiring food waste to be composted, while others require supermarkets to redirect food to pantries. More townhall.com.
Hi, Papa Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Trying to take on some projects to get done before the end of the year, before the holidays, we can help with that. Want to plan a project for the year ahead? Want to get through the winter by paying less for energy than you did last year? We can help with that too. Frankly, we can help with just about anything you need to get done around your house. But you have to help yourself first by reaching out to us. Two ways to do that. Easiest thing to do is go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can tell us your home improvement question and get the fastest possible response. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. We got a great show planned for you coming up this episode. If your closet is looking a little messy, closet organization may be in order. But that's one project that ranks right up there with getting dental work done. It's something to look forward to. So we're going to share some step-by-step, or shall we say shelf-by-shelf, tips to make this job easy to tackle.
All right, and also ahead, most homes have cracks in the walls. That is a fact. But how do you know if a crack is minor or is one that spells serious troubles if you're not repairing it correctly? We're going to find out when we welcome Bob Brown, the author of Foundation Secrets.
And if you own an older home, you might have a window in the shower. Very typical with older homes, but not so much with newer ones. But the water, the wood that get along that window, never a good combination. So we've got some tips to prevent windows from rotting and growing mold.
But first, are you dreaming about a project that you'd like to tackle this fall? Well, maybe there's a big to-do on your list that you got to get done before the friends and family show up for the holidays. Whatever it is, guys, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So let us know what all of these dream projects are, big or small. We can lend a hand.
Reach out to us right now at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
Anna in Delaware is on the line with a painting question. What can we do for you today?
We painted around the bottom of our house, the foundation, with cement and sand.
Okay.
And what I want to know, can we, you know, paint over that with regular paint, or would that bleed through?
The cement and sand mix is like a stucco mix, right? And is that sticking to that foundation? Is it breaking off in any way, or is it still solid?
No, it's in good shape, but I really wanted to paint it. Some of the neighbors painted, and they look nice. Would it be okay?
Okay, so what you need to do is you need to prime it first. You need to use a masonry primer. That's really important.
But you have to sand that out?
No, as long as it's intact, okay?
Yeah, it's in good shape, yeah.
Then you need to prime it first, because the primer is what's going to make the top, right, make the top layer of paint stick, so to speak. So you prime it first, let the primer dry really, really well, and then you can put on the top coat of paint, exterior quality paint, on top of that, and it should be fine. But just remember, you know, after paint comes repaint, so once you paint it the first time, you're going to have to paint it again and again as years go by.
Yeah, okay, put the primer on first.
That's the key. Make sure it's primed.
Okay, use primer first. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
All right, Anna, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Bill in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a wood-burning fireplace, and it has a brick firebox, and I'm going to put gas logs into it. And I'd like to clean it out as best I can before putting the gas logs in. And there's soot, I guess, and creosote in it. I wonder if there's any good way to clean that off the brick.
You know, there's actually there's a ton of different products out there, actually. You can try. It really depends how much is caked on there, because they all kind of work differently. First might be starting with like a TSP, which is a trisodium phosphate, but that's generally going to only work for not that much of a buildup. And since you're talking about the interior, try that. The TSP you can find in, you know, any of the home centers in the paint prep aisle. You mix it up. You can make it more of a thicker paste, and then you put that on there, and then you can brush that off or clean that off and see if that will do it. There's a couple of other things. You know, many of the stone companies will make something called a brick and stone cleaner or a fireplace brick and stone cleaner. You can find it online if you search for those exact words. You can even go to, I know my local Ace Hardware has one that's in a tub. It's called a soot remover. There's soot erasers, but I think that, again, is only going to really work for a little bit of a buildup. But because you're on the interior, you might want to go for the heavy-duty stuff.
All right. Yeah, I tried sodium or baking soda. You sort of paint it on, and it actually did a fairly good job, but there's just some areas that are just a little more resistant to that.
And you have to remember that, you know, that brick surface is very absorbent, so you may not end up getting it all out. But as long as it looks kind of even, I think you'll be good to go. Now, you also mentioned you're putting in a gas log here. Be very careful that you have proper venting for this gas log, because they throw out a lot of BTUs. Now, in some cases, what you might want to do is actually physically wire the damper open and then maybe put doors on this so that the damper could never be left shut by accident. There have been so many tragedies when those dampers have been left shut with gas logs, where people have suffered horribly from carbon monoxide poisoning. So you need to be really careful to make sure you're not creating an unsafe situation. I'd rather see the damper be wired open so it can't be shut, then you can put a pair of glass doors on that fireplace to keep the drafts from getting into the house. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Lots of fun home improvement projects and help coming up. And still to come this hour, if your closets are overflowing but you are feeling overwhelmed at the thought of cleaning them, we are going to share tips on closet organization that will help you bring the test down to a much more manageable level. So stick around.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You have some questions, maybe you've got some dilemmas around the house, maybe you just don't even know where to start when it comes to projects at home. Well, whatever it is, we are here to help you figure out all of those to-do debacles, dilemmas, problems, just curiosities. Whatever is going on, we can help you save money. We can help you save time. We can help you avoid all of those home improvement hassles that just slow you down on the way to your dream house.
You can follow the Money Pit podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast, and we guarantee it's worth much more than what you pay for it.
All right, now we're going to Tennessee, where Gene has a stucco question. What's going on? How can we help you?
Well, the house was built in 1914, and the outside, the exterior walls are covered with stucco that has the kind of swirly bumps where they swirl the trowels on it. And it looks like it's in good condition, so I was thinking we could probably just spray it a nice color. It's still kind of golden like it used to be, but wherever the branches of the shrubs went against it, it's kind of yucky and gray looking. But I know that when we painted our patio slab, we had to do some treatment to it before we could paint it. Does stucco need some preconditioning besides just hosing it off with soap and water?
Well, the first thing you need to do is to make sure that there's no algae attached to it, and so I would probably do a very light pressure washing and cleaning of the outside of the house and let it dry for a good couple of days in warm weather. And then I would prime it with an oil-based primer, and then I would use a good quality exterior top coat paint over that. You can't cut any corners here. You can't take any shortcuts, but if you do it once and you do it right, it's going to last you a long time because that siding is not organic. You may find very well that paint can last you 10 to 12 years as opposed to maybe 5 to 8 if it was wood.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, John in Texas is on the line with a question about new heating and cooling for his Money Pit. What can we do for you?
I wanted to find out some information on these ductless heaters and the air conditioning. Instead of using the conventional furnace, heater, and air conditioning.
So are you talking about heating units that get mounted, like, on the wall, for example, that are just sort of space units but permanently installed?
Yeah, they look like regular heaters and stuff like that. I just wanted your thoughts on it.
John, what room in your house do you want to have these heaters in?
I want to put them in every room and not use the furnace anymore.
What's wrong with the furnace and the air conditioner?
I just don't like them.
You just don't like your furnace? Okay.
Yeah, I never have liked them because, you know, when we first had a furnace, we had one that was a gravity furnace. And heated up the entire thing. It didn't seem like it used much energy. And then they made you turn from coal to gas, and you had to add electric to that because it wouldn't push the heat. So it's more expensive.
Okay, so first of all, I think what you're going to find is that if you use space heaters, that collectively they are going to be more expensive than the central heating system. And if your central heating system is making it very expensive to heat your house, the problem is generally not the heating system. It might be the house itself in terms of the insulation that you have in the house. And the best place to look for that is in the attic. If you had to choose one place to add some energy efficiency to your house, it would be the attic, by at least doubling the amount of insulation you have there. Most people don't have this much, but you need 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass in a house for it to be reasonably energy efficient. I know what you mean about the old gravity-fed coal furnaces. They're really big units, and they're really hot, and they do fill the whole house up quite nicely. And then maybe now, especially with those older ducts using a more modern furnace, you're not getting the distribution you want. But I don't think that's the issue, and I don't think the solution to space heaters is, I think collectively you're going to end up spending a lot more on those than you would on the heating system you have now. So I would tell you to try to improve the energy efficiency of the home and not replace the heating system itself, John. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if your closet is looking a little messy, closet organization could be on your to-do list, but that is one project that ranks right up there with dental work. It's something that you really aren't looking that much forward to, but a completely organized space might not be that far off.
Well, to begin, you got to have an idea of how you want to use the space and what you want to store inside of it. Is it going to be a storage area? Is it going to be a place you keep everyday clothes? Or is it really just going to be a spot where you keep formal or off-season garments? You know, once you've figured that out, it's an important part of the plan. Then you take everything out of the closet and toss, donate, or sell what you don't want, you don't need, or you don't use on a regular basis.
Now, it's time to organize your closet next and select the components that are going to hold all of those belongings that you want to put back into the closet. So what you choose and how much you spend is definitely going to depend on your design priorities and the amount of closet space that you've got to work with. You also need to remember that a great closet system can be a positive selling point if it comes time to sell the house. People love organized spaces and love being able to put their stuff in a specific place that's already prepped for them. So good on you for getting this project done.
And the nice thing about closet organization today is that there are so many different components that are available at home improvement stores that can make organizing your closet a very fun DIY project that's going to give you incentive to keep your newly organized space neat.
Now we've got Christine from Ohio on the line, and I think she's got a lot of questions for us here at the Money Pit. How can we help you?
So my first question is about the garage insulation. Our plans call for an uninsulated garage, and we got some estimates on spray foam, and so I had him give me an estimate on the garage. But I was wondering, how much of an investment should we put on the insulation in the garage, or is it worth it at all?
So is this new construction, Christine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So garages don't have to be insulated by building code. Usually the only part of the garage that would naturally be insulated would be the wall between the garage and the house. This is an attached garage?
Detached.
Oh, detached. Okay, so then it would have no insulation. So the only reason to insulate this is if you in the future decide that you're going to want to heat that space. And if it is a detached garage, that may very well be the case, and it's never going to be easier than it is right now to insulate that space. In terms of the insulation choice, since it is new construction, I would definitely recommend that you use spray foam insulation because it's very effective, much more effective than fiberglass. It also stops any drafts that are going through the walls.
Okay.
So my 2 cents would be I would definitely insulate that garage, and I would do it with spray foam, you know, before it's all finished off, because this way you'll be good to go. Now,
on the inside of that garage, if you're going to put spray foam on those walls, you're also going to need to cover them. So think about that. You don't want to leave that spray foam exposed because it'll just get beat up over time.
Right.
So you could put on, you know, any type of wallboard. I would maybe lean towards a fiberglass wallboard. It looks like drywall, but it's a little bit harder and it doesn't grow mold because it's outside.
Oh, okay. And in the crawl space of the house where we have the addition, we were going to get spray foam. Should we just get it on the joist, or should it go all the way down the cinder block?
Well, typically, it definitely goes on the underside of the floor joist, and most importantly, at the box beam, which is the outside right above that foundation. But the foam would not go down below that. If you do want to insulate the crawl space walls, there's a different type of a sort of a fiberglass batting that's used for that. It's contained inside of a wrap, usually has like a foil face. And that's going to work better for that small section of fiberglass foundation wall.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, Christine. Very exciting that you're getting a new house, and we're glad that we're able to help you make the right decisions for it.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, now we've got Daniel in Washington on the line. Daniel, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, you can help me figure out why my wife takes a cold shower and I take a hot shower.
I bet she's not too happy about that either.
She's very unhappy, and she seems to think it's my fault.
So who goes in the shower first? She goes in first?
She does.
And it takes a long time for the water to get hot?
Well, she turns it on. Our bathroom shower is about, I guess if I added up all the pipes, maybe 30 feet from the water heater. So it's not very far. We've lived in the house for 12 years. So we can usually count on hot water coming about 4 seconds after we turn on the water. Right. And it's not happening this time. She'll leave it on for a minute or so. It's still cold. And she says, what the heck? I need to get going. So she takes a shower. And then she screams and yells at me.
And then it's all your fault.
20 minutes later, after she clears out of there, I get in there and the shower is nice and warm.
Well, that's an odd problem because certainly it's not the distance. That's very, very short. Now, as far as you know, is your water heater working normally? So if you go to your kitchen sink, does it deliver hot water pretty quickly?
When we turn it to the left, it's hot. And when we turn it to the right, it's cold.
All right. So the kitchen sink is fine.
And the kids' bathroom is fine.
Okay. So it's not the water heater. It's not the pipes. What's left here? The shower valve. You've got a bad shower valve.
You came to the conclusion pretty quickly that it's not the hot water heater. Somebody suggested that it's some dealy bobber inside the hot water heater that has to kick over.
By virtue of the fact that your water heater delivers hot water to your kitchen sink and delivers hot water to your kid's sink, it's only not delivering hot water to your master bath sink or shower, right?
It does deliver hot water to the master bathroom and the master bathroom shower, but it takes, I don't know, 10 minutes or so after my wife goes in there. So one theory is that we're by her taking a cold shower but having the nozzle turned to the right, to the left, where it would give hot water, it activates something.
Okay, so let me ask you one more question. In your master bathroom, you have a sink, correct? And does that sink get hot quickly?
Sure, but maybe not first thing in the morning.
Well, does it take as long as the shower to get hot?
I haven't tested that.
All right, so test that. If the sink gets hot quickly and the only plumbing fixture in the house that's not getting hot quickly is that shower, then you've got a problem with the shower valve. And that could happen. Something could break down inside the shower valve, and it might be that it takes so long to run before it finally lets some of that hot water in because maybe you're waiting for one of the valve parts to expand and just something to jam shut, and it's just not letting the hot water out. So I suspect if you've eliminated everything else is normal, it's just that shower that's not, I'd replace the shower valve. It'll probably save your marriage. Think about it.
Well, at least my hearing.
There you go. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Coming up next, most foundations have cracks, but how do you know if that crack that you're seeing is a minor one or one that spells serious trouble? We're going to find out when we welcome expert Bob Brown, the author of Foundation Secrets, next.
Money Pit. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights. Brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, most homes have cracks. You know, that's a fact. But whether it's a wall, a floor, or even foundation, some number of cracks are more common than not. But how do you know if a crack is minor or one that's going to spell serious trouble if you don't correctly diagnose and repair it?
Well, Bob Brown is the author of Foundation Repair Secrets. He spent decades working side by side with engineers and scientists to understand why foundations fail, and he knows when it's time to panic. Bob, welcome to the program.
Great. Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
You know, panic is what people do when they see even the slightest crack in their homes, but some number of cracks, like those on walls and ceilings, for example, are pretty typical in every home, right?
Yeah, some cracks are fairly typical, especially in un-air-conditioned areas like garages, and on the outside you're going to get thermal cracks. So, and almost every home has cracks in the floors, all concrete cracks. You can't stop concrete from cracking.
Well, now, if you do see a crack, though, what is like an indication that it could be structural compared to, say, something that's just cosmetic in the sense that it's not really going to cause harm to the building?
Yeah, so there's actually three categories of cracks. There's structural, serviceability, and cosmetic. And almost no cracks are structural. In other words, structural from the strict sense of the word, meaning that it could provide, it endangers the home from structural collapse. I've almost never seen that. Almost all the problem cracks are either cosmetic or what they call serviceability or functional cracks, which have to do with they open and close a lot. They make doors and windows not function right. They let pests in. Those are the kinds of things that cause problems. And foundation repair companies around the country try to kind of obfuscate that a little bit and tell everybody that, oh, yeah, this is a structural issue, when they're not even structural engineers.
It's a lot of scare tactics. Now, when it comes to foundation cracks, do you find that the soil type affects a foundation more than another, like clay versus non-clay?
That's right. Clays are usually the problem soils. Now, you can have settlement from sandy, gravelly soils, and that's a one-time event that eventually, over time, unless added water is added, they kind of stop over time. But clays, they can expand and contract, and they can cause a lot of problems over time.
You know, I live here in the Northeast. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, Bob. And one of the types of cracks that we typically see up here is one that's caused by simply by gutters. Gutters that are overflowing or downspouts that are discharging water against the house. And that water just soaks in right at the foundation perimeter. It freezes, it expands. And then over a number of years, it starts to crack and open up that wall. It kind of like you get a parallel crack with the floor. It might start small, but it can get open to, you know, 3/4 inch or more. So do you think maintaining good drainage and the such is really important to maintain the structural stability of the home no matter where you live?
You know, in addition to owning a foundation repair company, I owned an engineering company. And almost every report we tell everybody, drainage is key. It, you know, not only put gutters on your house, but hard pipe it 20 feet away. Those are the key things to remember.
So, Bob, how do you know who the right person for the project is, or at least for guidance when you do see cracks and you do suspect an issue? Is it an engineer? Is it a foundation repair company? How do you know where the conflict of interest might be? Where do you start?
Well, having owned both, I can tell you for sure that you should not call foundation repair companies for two reasons, mainly. Number one, their salesmen are 100% commission. And so they're going to try to find something to sell no matter what. And number two, they're not qualified. They're not engineers. They're, you know, and it really, when we're talking about engineers, we really mean geotechnical engineers. Those are soil engineers. Structural engineers, they're not all that helpful in these situations. People call them a lot and they show up to the house, but they're not really all that helpful. A geotechnical or forensic geotechnical engineer is who you need to call.
You know, the advice I've always given our listeners and my clients before that was that if you have a serious crack, that you should be calling an independent structural engineer for that crack to be reviewed, and if a repair is required, have the engineer specify exactly what has to be done to make that repair. At that point, you can take his specification and go out to foundation repair companies and don't ask them what they think, because frankly, at this point, you don't really care. What you want is a repair company that's going to follow the advice specified by the engineer. And then once that's done, make the final step having the engineer come back and certify that it was done correctly and there's no further cause for any concern. And it also makes sure that the foundation repair company only gets paid when the engineer signs off on it at the end. This is sort of protects you as a consumer. It also gives you sort of a pedigree that if sometime in the future the house goes on the market and an inspector like me goes in and says, huh, this wall was repaired. What happened here? If anyone presented me with those documents, I would tell my clients I'm very satisfied with the quality of the repair and they got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Tom. Quite often, the consumers will call out three different foundation repair companies and they get three different plans. And they're not experts. How do they know which one's right? Maybe none of them are right, right? Because none of them are done by engineers.
You make some great points. Bob Brown is the author of a brand new book called Foundation Repair Secrets, and he also is a guest contributor to MoneyPit.com. You can read Bob's post on MoneyPit.com with more tips and advice on how to address these sorts of issues within your own home. Bob, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with our audience. Good luck with the book, and have a terrific day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Bob Brown, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. And you know what, guys? Be sure to head on over to MoneyPit.com because Bob wrote a post for us called Cracking the Code, and you're going to get a lot of great information on how to spot those minor cracks before they become major problems. Just ahead, are you getting moisture damage from a window inside of your shower? Well, we're going to share a few ways that you can keep the water away and prevent rot behind the windows and walls.
You live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marvel Dream Kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's DAICH Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of projects do you guys have started or almost done or maybe in the beginning phases at your Money Pit? You know, this is like the busiest time of year. You've got so much going on holiday-wise, but then you've got so much going on in your house because you want your house to look amazing for all of your guests that are coming over, and it kind of all combines into this crazy time of year. So let us help you get all of those projects done. Whether you're doing a project yourself, whether you're hiring a pro, we're here to help. We've got a lifetime of knowledge here, and we can help you get those jobs done right the first time. Be sure to check out the Money Pit Podcast.
Follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, if you guys own an older home, you probably have a window in the shower. I know it seems weird, but that's just the way they built homes back then. And by older, I'm not talking about like 100 years old. I mean, it could be a house that was built in the 70s, which there's a whole lot of those out there. So if you've got that, trying to keep the water away is not easy. And if you don't keep the water away, you can get some serious damage as well as mold and rot. And if it gets really bad, I've seen it get into the wall studs, the insulation, and the siding. It can basically be a real mess.
Yeah, it can definitely turn into a real mess real fast. Now, there are a few things that you can do to keep moisture at bay and then prevent it from spreading. First, this one's fast and inexpensive. It involves sort of hanging an additional shower curtain inside the shower, but definitely don't do the whole wall where the window is. Just do the window itself. And you can cut the shower curtain to kind of fit into that window opening, so don't be afraid to make like a teeny tiny shower curtain. And you use like an adjustable tension rod. So, I mean, especially since the shower curtain is not going to be heavy, you don't need a lot of support there. So you can get a tension rod, set that to the opening of that window itself, and then trim a shower curtain to cover that up, and that's going to help you tremendously.
Now, another idea is to simply reslope the windowsill to prevent water from pooling on that flat surface and seeping inside the wall. You can remove the wood sill and replace it with tile that's sloped downward towards the shower so it will drain. You can also remove the wood sill and trim and replace it with PVC, which is great because it doesn't rot. We're talking about products like AZEK. It looks like wood, it cuts like wood, but it does not rot like wood.
Now, sometimes the best option long-term is to actually just replace an existing wood window. Ideally, that window should be fixed, not openable, and made of vinyl or fiberglass because both of those are water-resistant instead of wood, which definitely is not. Now, glass blocks are another option because they bring in natural light into the shower, they give you some privacy, and they offer better protection against moisture. And definitely, glass block does have an 80s vibe to it, but I always feel like in a bathroom that 80s vibe kind of goes away because it's appropriate for the space.
Yeah, you get a lot of light and you get all the privacy. Now, whichever option you choose, be sure to check the seal around the window regularly and dry that windowsill after each shower. If the problem persists and there's already damage, it may be time to remove the window completely and then close up the space after repairing it, or certainly replacing the window with a more modern one that's going to be properly installed and simply not rot. It's a bigger job, but it'll definitely solve the problem once and for all.
Steve in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got a cabin way out in the woods here in North Carolina, and I built a bathroom onto it. And this years ago that I've done this, we put a flat roof over the bathroom. And the seam leaked during the last storm very, very badly. When I removed the tiles and I used, you know, the pink insulation in the roof, what do I do?
So all that has to be torn out. Now, you mentioned it was because of a storm. Is this cabin insured? Do you have a homeowner's policy on this?
I do, yes.
You know, that storm damage should have been covered by your policy. Yeah, if you haven't filed a claim, I would definitely do that because it's probably covered. Now, since you had such a bad leak, obviously all that has to be taken out. So you've removed the ceiling. You have to pull out all that insulation. You need to wear appropriate breathing protection when you're doing this and try to control that area, because with all of that mold, you don't want it to get into the house, right? So that's why it's kind of a job for a pro. But, I mean, if I was doing it, I would depressurize the room I'm working in so that there was good ventilation and everything was like blowing out, right? So I would make sure that I manage that. Pull out all the insulation. You're going to need to spray down all of the inside surfaces with a mold inhibitor. There's many good commercial products on the market that do that. And you're going to have to replace that roof. Now, you said it was a flat roof. That's the least favorite type of roof, I would say, because, you know, it's if it's going to be a leak, it's going to happen a lot quicker on a flat roof than any other kind of pitched roof. But you're going to have to replace that. What kind of material did you use? Did you use roll roof on it?
We did, and see, that was my mistake.
Yeah, roll roof is not designed for flat roofs. Roll roof, you got to have at least about a 212 pitch for it to work right, and so. You really need to use a rubberized bitumen or something like that, but choose a material that's designed for flat roofs when you replace this. But I think you know what's ahead of you, Steve. You just needed me to say it. You got to tear it all out. And listen, if you can get coverage because of the storm, maybe it won't cost you as much as it might have, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck with that project, Steve.
Listen, and before I let you go, I wish y'all would let the trailer music play a little longer. I love your track.
All right. Well, thanks very much. We appreciate that. I got to put that on the website. A lot of folks love that tune.
Really?
Everybody loves it.
You don't even know we have like additional verses to it.
Oh, I want to hear the whole thing.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. Coming up, fall is a great time to make sure your home is safe for both you and any visitors. We're going to share some of the most common visitor hazards when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Stiefel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stiefel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stiefel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Com for details.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Send us your questions by going to moneypit.com/ask. We are here to help.
Tiffany from Ohio wrote into Team Money Pit, and she says, we have a slow-running drain in our bathtub. I bought a bottle of chemical drain cleaner from the local store and followed the directions. The water now drains faster than before, but when the tub starts to drain, I hear loud gurgling sounds. What would cause this noise? The house is about 25 years old.
So you may have cleared part of the clog, but you may have revealed another problem. The other problem is that you have a blocked vent somewhere. So if part of the reason that the drain was slow is because the vent is clogged, that's why you're getting the gurgling. The water's still finding a way through, but it's sucking air instead of through the vent pipe. It's taking it back through the drain. So you're going to need to either live with that, or you're going to have a service come out and clear it, because that's the only reason you would get that kind of gurgling.
All right, now we've got Michael who writes, we have a metal roof and like seeing the rain running off. If I put a medium pound rock where the rain falls, will that be sufficient to stop erosion, or should I put plastic under the rock as well, like making a dry creek?
Well, it's probably best to add weed cloth underneath the rocks, but I'd be concerned about all that water sort of potentially impacting the foundation. Another option would be to run a curtain drain under the grate and catch that runoff, and then you can drain it farther away from the foundation. This is a much more effective way to add a drain than what you're thinking of. I would look at the products that are made by Easy Drain. They are sort of a combination drain with some pebbles that surround them and a filter cloth, and they're really easy to install compared to a traditional curtain drain, which requires stone and filter cloth and all those other kinds of stuff to be put in layers. I think that'll be a great solution to enjoying your metal roof and catching that water and moving it properly away from the house.
Yeah, I bet that's really pretty to watch that rain fall down. I like this solution, Michael. Enjoy those rainy days.
Well, you might not even realize it, but one of the most common home accidents is a fall. Well, Leslie's got tips to help you avoid the slips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
I know we said fall guests, that kind of thing, but falls and fall, it all is very common this time of year. You know, it really is one of the most common household accidents that send Americans to the ER. But did you know that a third of all of these home accidents you can actually prevent? There are simple things that you can be doing right now to decrease those chances of you and your family members from taking a tumble. For example, if you've got throw rugs, get rid of them. You want to make sure area rugs are held down with double-sided tape or skid-resistant padding underneath them. I can't tell you how many times we see area rugs when we go visit friends and family that are just kind of willy-nilly hanging out on the floor, and they are super slippery. So if you have somebody coming into your home, maybe you're comfortable with that rug that way. You know it's there. You know how it reacts. But somebody who's just stepping in the door once a year, twice a year, they're not going to know that. So definitely make sure you secure those rugs down. And you also know your way around the house very well. You know the spacing, you know the layout, but guests are not going to. So rearrange that furniture for clear, wide pathways around the house. Now, think about your lighting. You know, today's LED lights, they provide a much better quality of light than incandescent bulbs. And you can install night lights, and you can use the highest wattage bulb that's approved for those lamps and light fixtures because, again, guests don't really know their way around your house, and they're not familiar with how everything is. So give them the best advantage. Bright lighting, good task lighting, adjust that. Also, uneven steps. Again, you know them. You know which step going down to the basement is the tricky one, but other people don't. So tighten up those loose railings. Be aware of trip and fall hazards around the house. Let's just try to keep your family safe so we can all have a wonderful holiday season.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, one appliance that you might own and you'll never want to be without again is your garbage disposer. But during the holidays, disposers get jammed more often than any other time of the year. If that happens to you, there's no need to pay a plumber double time and a half. We'll tell you about a super easy way to get it back in action on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.